How to protect trust while staying within your ministry role. Trust is one of the most important gifts in ministry. People may share doubts, grief, family conflict, religious wounds, fears, or spiritual confusion. When they do, the Christian leader must protect that trust wisely. One way we protect trust is by staying within our ministry role. An officiant is not automatically a therapist. A chaplain is not an investigator. A ministry coach is not a secret pastor. A soul center leader is not a legal advocate, emergency responder, or case manager unless trained and authorized in another role. Role clarity does not make ministry weaker. It makes ministry safer. A wise leader can say, "I want to support you, but this may need more help than I can provide in my role." Or, "I can pray with you and help you think through a faithful next step, but I also want to connect you with someone qualified for this situation." Or, "I want to respect your privacy, but if someone is in danger, I may need to involve appropriate help." That last sentence matters because confidentiality has limits. Never promise, "You can tell me anything, and I will never tell anyone." That sounds comforting, but it may be unsafe. If there is credible concern involving self-harm, abuse, danger to a minor, violence, exploitation, trafficking, medical emergency, or danger to another person, the leader must follow local laws, ministry policies, institutional protocols, and wise oversight. Trust is not built by secrecy. Trust is built by faithful, accountable care. Setting also matters. A public ceremony is different from a private conversation. A hospital room with family present is different from a one-on-one chaplaincy visit. A soul center lobby is different from a scheduled mentoring meeting. Before going deeper, ask, "Is this a good place to talk about that? Would you prefer to discuss this privately later? Do you feel comfortable continuing?" Sometimes protecting trust means slowing down. Sometimes it means referring. Sometimes it means praying by permission. Sometimes it means saying we should not handle this alone. Christian leaders are called to love people, not control them. We point to Christ, but we do not become the Savior. Jesus is the Savior. We are servants. When we keep that clear, people are safer, ministry is healthier, and our witness becomes more credible.